This is a podcast from Minute Media.
I'm Kyle Coster, and this is The Bowl Game. But we were told Stephen Curry couldn't shoot. Spike Lee, all those years at New York Knicks games, he must be a glutton for punishment. Kevin Durant is second in the NBA in minutes played. Make no mistake about it, the Brooklyn Nets are his team. About those Nets, they defeated the Toronto Raptors in overtime last night, despite only having 8 players available. It's extremely impressive. Although, that's nearly 11 once you factor in the exchange rate. I finally watched Citizen Kane. So that's what all the fuss is about. Hey, back to Spike Lee. Is it at all possible he's living at Madison Square Garden? The guy is always there. Is this like a Tom Hanks and Terminal situation? Tom Brady is a heavy favorite to win the NFL MVP. He's 44 years old. Also 44, Tom Hanks' son Colin, Danny McBride, and My Chemical Romance's Gerard Way. I'm pretty sure that Brady could make the playoffs with those guys as his receiving core. Rough news, I loaded up the ESPN homepage and all the top headlines were COVID-related. It's not a good sign. Certainly feels like we're shifting into another stage of this pandemic, and it's bound to be a more difficult one. Brace yourselves. The New Orleans Saints should let Kevin James coach a game. It might be the only way to get less Taysom Hill on the field. Is there a single person on earth who knows Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but somehow, some way, is unfamiliar with the most famous reindeer of all? I don't think so. J.J. Redick, the Stephen A. Smith stopper. Pete Davidson was courtside for Curry's historic three-pointer. The guy just keeps on winning. I don't know what his secret is, but I need to know. Hey, words of Chisholm here. Gene, you're watching the wrong pockets. Zucchini bread is something that sounds awful in theory, yet tastes amazing in practice. Weird. Kyrie Irving is the Aaron Rodgers of the NBA. Has Colin Coward done that one yet? That one's for free. Hey, it's National Signing Day. It's the biggest date on the fax machine calendar. Fax machines. Miss them. They were complicated. Outdated. Never worked right. Sounds familiar. Sergio Aguero is retiring from soccer, citing heart problems. One could make the argument that no one is more responsible for the Premier League's popularity in America. Still remember where he was when he scored that goal. Special morning. Soccer and breakfast. What a combination. Is it just me, or is there a different energy in the air whenever Todd McShay releases a mock draft? Here's a quick fashion trend to keep an eye on. Turtlenecks are back. Don't know what it means, but it means something. Just when Penny Hardaway's team looks hopelessly lost, they go and do something like that. While I have you, I want to mention something that our friends over at the Players Tribune are doing. Their number one podcast, Knuckleheads, featuring Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles. I've been listening to it for a long time. It brings on some of the best NBA players, past and present. They have these totally unguarded conversations about sports, culture, and basketball nostalgia. One of the things that I've been noticing in my copious podcast listening career is that stories from players are really, really good. And they've been undervalued for such a long time because they have perspective of what it's like to go to battle each and every single day. They are dealing with issues. They see the game with these layers that we can't comprehend because we're not in it day to day. This season, they have a great list of guests lined up. That includes Kevin Durant, KD, Jason Tatum, JT, Sue Bird, Bird, and DeMar DeRozan, Double D. Those nicknames I just made up, they are not legally binding. These two are lifelong friends and bona fide truth tellers. In their conversations with these guests, which include the high-profile athletes I mentioned before, musicians, and even entertainers, they'll get brutally honest about everything, from current events to untold stories, from the golden era of sports and culture. The show is named for the on-court celebration they made wildly popular, and this unfiltered, hilarious, and surprising podcast is like playing NBA 2K with no fouls. I really encourage you to check it out. The Players Tribune is one of the properties Minute Media is proud to support. They are undoubtedly more interesting than me. They have better perspective, as you can tell from the basketball analysis you will find over the next 40 minutes. That's Knuckleheads, courtesy of the Players Tribune. Nevada's Carson Strong announced he'll skip the Quick Lane Bowl and enter the NFL Draft. Haven't fans of football in Detroit suffered enough? Never thought I'd say it, but The Bachelor isn't the same without Chris Harrison. That whole thing is leaking oil. Never a good sign when Bachelor in Paradise is a superior product. The fantasy suites, more like nightmare suites. People sure are weird about Del Curry's romantic pursuits. Tail of the tape here. Kevin Durant versus Skip Bayless. It's a total mismatch. The five most exciting words in sports. New tweet from Kevin Durant. The definition of insanity is hiring Urban Meyer and not expecting him to be Urban Meyer. That's something for Shad Khan to ponder as he twirls his mustache. Know one thing about college basketball this year. You cannot, under any circumstances, leave Landers Nolly with an open look. Because he's going to make you pay for it. How is it possible that the biggest star from The Office in the year 2021 is Brian Bumgartner? The guy is everywhere. To the NHL. The Toronto Maple Leafs have the best record in all of hockey. This could be the year. Or it could be just like every year since 1967. One seems more likely. I'd like you to keep your eyes on the Memphis Grizzlies. Any team that plays its best ball without Ja Morant has something cooking. Don't know exactly what they're cooking, but it is something. One thing has become abundantly clear to me as a parent. The less you know about a mall Santa, the better. Quick question about the Cars for Kids program. How can that possibly be safe? I was doing some digging yesterday, and are we 100% sure Mac Jones isn't the kid from the Cracker Jack logo? How deep does this thing go? I'm starting to think that Daniel Snyder is not the hero of this story. MSNBC's nightly lineup. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. Just being handed something. Oh, so that's what Pete Davidson's secret is. Let's just say it's something that can't be taught.